Hello friends, let's talk about the phenomenon that you used to call globalization. What does it mean in practical terms, in your day-to-day life? I just noticed today that in my day-to-day life, globalization means total deglobalization. It means perfect segregation of the world into absolutely isolated clusters. That's how globalization works. I was about to order a washing machine from Bosch and learned a little bit about their nomenclature, how they mark their models. And I noticed that the Bosch produce machines to specific audiences. So they produce several models for Israel, they produce several models for Germany, they produce several models for Yugoslavia, etc. And machines produced by Bosch that you can buy in Russia, you cannot buy in European Union and vice versa. The machines by Bosch that you can possibly buy in Israel, you cannot buy in Russia. And machines that I can buy here in Yugoslavia are not available everywhere else in the world. Elsewhere in the world. So, how is this a globalization? Not in political terms, but in practical, in everyday life. In everyday life, in fucking USSR, behind an iron curtain, I was able to buy a Japanese, whatever, player, magnetic tape player, made by Japanese people for Japanese people. It cost me in Soviet Union absolutely fantastic, astronomic money, more than I earn for months. So it costs you maybe 1.5 or from one to two monthly wages. Insane money. But still you could buy it in Soviet Union. Perfectly Japanese thing made by Japanese people for Japanese people. And it was behind the fucking Iron Curtain. And now they claim globalization. And here in Serbia I cannot buy a German washing machine. If I want a German washing machine, it's not an option for me at all. Because the very producer already segregated me, and that's it. They corporations, as they globalize, they deglobalize their customers. They put us into isolated boxes, and while they reign the entire world, they made this entire world inaccessible for us. More inaccessible than it used to be behind the fucking Iron Curtain. And Google tailors its results for better user experience according to your geolocation by IP address. So that this fucking Google will never show you what it shows to your neighbor. It isolates you by your language, by your IP address, by whatever, maybe referrer, I don't care. But the thing is, it gives you no option to see what other people see. It gives you no option to to experience the search results that it shows to Japan people. To the internet itself is the same shit isolated, clustered like the world of kitchen appliances. I cannot buy kitchen appliances from another country because reasons, because marketing or whatever. And same shit with internet. It gives you an illusion, 100% false illusion of connectedness, of